Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Cancer. I'm Dr. Satish C, your host. Today we'll provide a brief overview of diagnostic methods for stomach cancer, crucial for early detection. Firstly, endoscopy is a key player. This procedure involves a flexible tube with a camera, allowing doctors to examine the stomach lining for abnormalities. If any abnormal lesions are seen, biopsy can be taken during endoscopy for further analysis. If it is only for screening, then a capsule endoscopy can also be done, which is less discomforting than an endoscopy, but biopsy cannot be taken. There are some newer technological advances in the endoscopy in which early lesions which may not be seen by an endoscopy may be picked up by the newer technology. Now, biopsies are essential for confirming cancer. Tissue samples obtained during endoscopy or surgery are examined under a microscope, providing crucial information about the nature of the tumor. Imaging studies such as CT scans or PET scans or MRIs help determine the extent of cancer spread and guide treatment decisions. They offer a comprehensive view of the stomach and the surrounding tissues. These diagnostic methods work hand in hand, providing a comprehensive understanding of the cancer's characteristics and stage. If you experience persistent symptoms like unexplained weight loss or abdominal pain, consult your healthcare provider promptly. Even more important, if you have an epigastric discomfort which you think as acidity or ulcer or gastric, it is very important to meet your physician, get the proper test done, evaluate it early, and make sure it is not something sinister, because early detection is our best defense against stomach cancer. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Let's Talk About Cancer. Stay proactive about your health. Until next time, take care.